This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 10th Governing Council meeting of the Niti Aayog today in New Delhi. The Governing Council meeting will discuss the approach of the Viksit Rajya for the Viksit Bharat 2047. The 10th Governing Council meeting will be attended by the Chief Ministers and the Lieutenant Governors of the states and the Union Territories, the Union Ministers, the Vice Chairman, the members and the CEO of the Niti Aayog. The 10th Governing Council meeting will provide a unique platform to deliberate on development challenges faced by the country and to build a consensus on the state's role in making India a developed nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Northeast is becoming a key destination for the sectors like energy and semiconductors. He highlighted that the Northeast is the most diverse region of the diverse India and the diversity is the nation's strength. Inaugurating the Rising Northeast Investor Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Modi stressed that it is important to develop the Northeast region in order to build a developed India.
आज देश में सेमी कंडक्टर इकोसिस्टम को मजबूत करने में भी नॉर्थ ईस्ट असम की भूमिका बड़ी हो रही है। बहुत जल्द नॉर्थ ईस्ट के सेमीकंडक्टर प्लांट से पहली मेड इन इंडिया चिप देश को मिलने वाली है। इस प्लांट ने नॉर्थ ईस्ट में सेमीकंडक्टर सेक्टर के लिए अन्य कटिंग एज टेक के लिए संभावनाओं के द्वार खोल दिए हैं।
The Prime Minister stated that the East means empower, act, strengthen and transform. He pointed out that there was time when the Northeast was merely called a frontier region, but it is emerging as the front runner of growth. The Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has briefed the members of the four-party member delegations as part of India's diplomatic outreach on the Operation Sindoor. Mr. Misri briefed the delegation led by the Congress leader Shashi Tharoor, BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad, NCP SP leader Supriya Sule and BJP leader Bijayant Panda. On the briefing, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor said that India is going to communicate to all the external extracurriculars and the horrendous terrorism in which India has been subject to since 1989 from across the border. BJP leader Bijayant Panda termed this briefing very fruitful. India has extended a NOTAM for the Pakistan flights till the 23rd for the next of the next month. According to the Ministry of the Civil Aviation, the Indian airspace is not approved for the aircrafts registered in Pakistan and operated, owned and leased by the Pakistani airlines, including the military aircraft. Talking to the media in New Delhi, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kanjirapulu said that the NOTAM has been extended and India is maintaining the status quo. Germany has fully supported India's right to defend itself against terrorism. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with his German counterpart Johann Weidfuhl in Berlin. After the talks, the German minister condemned the terrorist attack on India. Mr. Weidfuhl advocated a bilateral solution between India and Pakistan. In a major boost to Goa's tourism and the infrastructure landscape, the Union Minister Nitin Gadkari has laid the foundation stone for the 270.07 crore rupees observatory towers atop of the new Zauri Bridge. The project to be developed under the DBFOT design, build, finance, operate and transfer model will feature twin towers inspired by the Eiffel Tower in Paris, standing 125 meters tall. Star Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra finished second with 84.14 meters throw in the Janus Kusoczynski Memorial Meet 2025 in Czorzów, Poland. In IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 42 runs in the Ekanna Stadium in Lucknow last night. Chasing a target of 232, RCB were bowled out for 189 in 19.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.